Shuf Shmaitza, Shmaitza Aleph, Perek Aleph, Part 4. We begin with the paragraph Ulanias Daiti. Ulanias Daiti Hecha De'ika Ruba Vadai Azlinan Basra Afilu Basafik Mamzer. So here the Shmaitza takes issue and with and argues against the Pnei Yehoshua. Remember, what did the Pnei Yehoshua say? That the kasha on the Rambam from Mamzer is that since the Rambam holds all steikos are mutter, why does the Gemara in Kiddushin need a special pasuk to be doresh that a suffik mamzer is mutter? All steikos are mutter. What's special about a mamzer? And the Pnei Yehoshua answered for the Rambam, what's special about a mamzer is that even when there's a rove iser, still a suffik mamzer is mutter. Ashein kein, shar steikos are only mutter when you're not fighting again. But the Shav Shmaitza now disagrees with that Pnei Yehoshua and says, no. If there's a rove, then even in the case of Mamzer, we will be machmir on a suffik. Now, does the Shav Shmaitza have a proof to what he says? Is there a raya from a Gemara that we can marshal against the Pnei Yehoshua to prove that indeed when there is a rove, iser, then we have to be machmir and we cannot permit a suffik Mamzer if you're fighting against a rove, iser? The Shmaitza brings a Gemara from Chulin as follows: de beperkama de chulin sham menalon de azlinan basar ruba. I think this is in daf yud aleph. The Gemara says a question: where do you know from that you follow rove? Asa me make aviv ve'imo. Well, there's a halach in the Torah that a person who strikes his parents, God forbid, is chayiv misa. So how do you ever know that a person strikes his real parent? So if it's the mother, so you know who the mother is because that's who the baby emerges from. But if a person strikes his alleged father, how do you really know that's the father? Dilma lav avifu ayin sham. So the Gemara wants, at that stage, the Gemara wants to prove that how do you know you go after rove is that since if a person strikes his alleged father, he's chayev misa for that. How can you be chayev him misa? Maybe it's not the real father, because maybe the mother was intimate with somebody else, not her husband, and this child was a product of that relationship. You see from the fact that a person who strikes his father is chayev misa that we do go basa rove. We do rely on the rove. Rove ve'ilos achar habal. You can assume that who this lady was intimate with, the mother, was intimate only with the husband and not some other man. So what do we see from this? What does the Shav Shmaitza want to bring out from this point? Hare deha de machzikim basar avua eino elo mishum rov. So the fact that you know, or that anybody knows, that their father is their real father is only because of a rove. That you see clearly from the Gemara. Because if it was a vadai or something more better than a rove, then the Gemara would not have a legitimate attempt to prove that we go basa rove. Because if you know that your father is somehow bavadai stronger than a rove, so then the Gemara can't have tried to prove that you go basa rove from the fact that a person's chayav misa for striking his father. Because maybe the father is different, because the yichus to the father is stronger than a rove. Elamai, the Shav Shmaitza establishes clear from that Gemara that the only grounds for connecting the yichus of a son to his father is because of a rove, nothing more. Omishim chazaka. Now he throws in here that, or not just because of rove, but it could also be because of chazaka alternatively. Now that's, I don't really know what he means by that, because the Gemara uses it in terms of rove, and it reminds me before that he equated rove with chazaka, and really, normally rove is stronger than chazaka. So here, and that clear to me why he's throwing in that not only mishum rove, but alternatively it could be because of chazaka, that we know that a person's father is the husband of his mother. Be that as it may. V'i name at the ruba v'chazaka lo mahani b'safik mamzer. Suppose we will name on like the Pnei Yehoshua wanted to say, that a halacha would be by a safik mamzer. It's actually going to be mutter when? Even when you're fighting against the rove iser. That's what the Pnei Yehoshua wanted to suggest. That was his teretz for the Rambam. And that's what you learn from the special gzeiros hakasuv of safik mamzer mutter. Safik mamzer is mutter even working against the rove iser. But the Pella is, asks the Shav Shmaitza, im kein lo mishkachas kahal vadai. If you're telling me that a suffik mamzer, even when there's a rove iser, is going to be mutter, then there is no such thing in the world as kahal vadai, which means someone who is a vadai kasher. Why? Because think about it. You have a suffik mamzer, mutter. He's mutter to marry a mamzeris, and he's mutter to marry a Yisraelis. Now, Pnei Yehoshua is saying that heter even exists when? When there's a rove iser. Meaning, for example, even if there's a rove telling you that he's a mamzer, still he's allowed to marry a Yisraelis. Or if there's a rove telling you that he's a kosher ben Yisrael, still he's allowed to marry the mamzeres. Well, asks the Shev Shmaitza, that is impossible, because that would really apply to everybody. Everybody has only a rove which determines that he's kosher and that his father is really his mother's husband. Nothing more than that. That's what we proved from the Gemara in Chulin, is that the only fact you can meyaches a son after his alleged father, his mother's husband, is based on a rove. But if that's true, which we proved from the Gemara in Chulin, and if you assume, like the Pnei Yeshua, that a Suffolk mamzer is mutter, even working against a rove, so then, I mean, good grief over here, you just have created a heter for everybody. There's no such thing as someone who is a vadai kasher. Everybody's a Suffolk mamzer, and there's just a rove. So everybody's going to actually be mutter to marry a mamzeres now. Because think about it. You have an average person, and he wants to marry a mamzeres. So is it going to be mutter? It should not be. And yet, the only thing telling you that he is not allowed to marry the mamzeres is what? Is that his father was his mother's husband? But you only know that because of a rove. And the Pnei Yehoshua, if he would have his way, would say that a suffolk mamzer is mutter even working against the rove. So is the Pnei Yehoshua going to tell us that this regular average Reuven on the street is going to be mutter to marry a mamzeres? Because the only thing telling you that he can't marry the mamzeres is a rove. And we say that a suffolk mamzer is mutter b'makam rove. I mean, that is outlandish. V'lachein, therefore the Shav Shmaitza disagrees with the Pnei Yeshua and says, Nira, deheche de ikar ruba o chazaka azlinan basra. Really, you cannot mater a mamzer, a suffolk mamzer, if there is a chazaka, or certainly if there's a rove fighting against you. Again, he's equating chazaka with rove. I don't understand why those are equated, but v'haprichadash nami lo mari me chazaka gemura. Do you remember the Pnei Yehoshua wasn't saying this on his own shoulders. He was sort of basing it on the Pri Chadash. What did the Pri Chadash say? Remember, the Pnei Yehoshua wants to say that a suffolk mamzer is mutter when you're working against the rove iser, based on the Pri Chadash, who said that a suffolk mamzer is mutter when you're working against a cheskas iser. So even ignoring the question that we asked, that you can't really compare a rove versus a chazaka, because isn't a rove stronger than a chazaka? Even besides for that question on the Pnei Yehoshua, the Shev Shmaitza is reinterpreting the Pri Chadash to say that a suffolk mamzer is not mutter when there's a chazaka gemura. If there would be a chazaka gemura, and certainly if there would be a rove, then a suffolk mamzer is going to be aser. Oh, so what did the Pri Chadash mean? To kol hege de ikah chazaka gemura havale mamzer vadai. Says the Shav Shmaitza, the Pri Chadash would agree that if there is a bona fide 100% chazaka, that would actually render a suffolk mamzer to be aser. Ella Mari Basafik Garishin Baofa Dechaskas Ashish Itra. We're talking about a special case. It's where the man who's a Suffolk Mamzer was born from a lady who was Suffolk Ashish, because she was Suffolk Migureshes. So that's why he's a Suffolk Mamzer. But there was a Reyusa, there was Itra the Chazaka. Vasafik Ze also mina Torah. Really, it should be Asr. And that's all the Pri Chadash was saying, is that a Suffolk Mamzer, where there was a Chazaka, technically should be Asr. Umishum de ikfa isura. What's the basis for making it Asr? Because at some point there was definitely an Isra over here. Ukumasha Khasaf Haramba Baperik Ches Mishkagos, Dumidin Ashum Tali al Chaticha Mishte Chatichos, Val Isha Shiniskarsha, Safigirishin, Ayan Sham. What does the Rambam seem to be saying? Is that there's two examples, two cases, where a person would bring an Ashum Talui. What's an Ashum Talui? Is that a person did a Safik Isur Kares. So he brings an Ashum Talui. Now, what are the examples that the Rambam tells us? Number one is, there's two pieces of meat. One is, say, Shuman, and one is Chalev. So, if a person ate one of them, he didn't know which one was the kosher, which one was the treif, so he brings an Ashum Talui. Now, that is a very specific case. That's where you had two pieces, one kosher, one treif. That's called ikva isura. Mashenke, the Rambam would appear to hold, as a machlokas tanaim, but what we seem to see from the Rambam is that if there's ikva isura, one kosher, one treif, there was definitely an isra over here. Then if a person is mesupuk, if he ate the isra, he brings an ashram talui. But if there was just one piece of meat, and you don't know if this one piece of meat was kosher or treif, it was shuman or chalev, But it's not that there's two pieces and one was definitely treif. That's a big difference. If there's just one piece and you're simply mesupik, what type is it, kosher or treif? So then it would appear from the Rambam that you do not bring an upshom talui. Oh, if that's the case, then look at the other case the Rambam brought of a lady who was nisgarsha safek. So that's a case where there was ikva isura. Dafke, in a case of ikva isura, a person would bring an ashram talui for being over eshes ish, suffic eshes, in a case when there was ikva isura. I suppose the example would be that it's not one lady who's suffic migreshes, but there's two ladies, one is migreshes, one is not, and so he's mesupik, which one? That would be a tight parallel case to the case of the shtei chatichos. Ubar karchach hasam cheskes eshes ish itra. What is the case where she was an eshes ish and there was a reus on the chazakah? That is what the Shav Shmaisa wants to establish. And how do we know that there was a reyusa on the chazaka? If it was just a regular eshesish, it was a suffik, but there was a chazaka. But if there was no reyusa on the chazaka, then we should follow the chazaka, and a person would not bring an ashram talui. We follow the chazaka, and he bring a chatas. So, since the Rambam classifies this case under ashram talui and not under chatas, it must be that there was no chazaka gemura. There was a chazaka that was itra. Since the chazaka was itra, he brings an ashram talui. If there was no reyusa, then he should really bring a chatas. Ela ba'ofen de itra lecheskes eshesish umaisi ashram talui mishum de ikva isura asur mina Torah. So what's the case where a person brings an ashram talui? Is when there was a chazaka, but then there was a reyusa on the chazaka. And now why is he bringing a ashram talui? Because there was ikva isura, because there was definitely an isura over here. But again, it was a suffik, and there was a reyusa. How do I know there's a reyusa? Because if there was no reyusa, he'd bring a chata. Yet, bear in mind that he's only bringing the ashram talui because there was also this fact of ikva isura. So now, let's try and understand the pre-chadash based on that. Because again, the pre-chadash seemed to say that a safek mamzer is mutter b'makam chazaka, and that was the raya that the Pnei Yehoshua marshaled for his own shita, that a safek mamzer is mutter afilu against the rov. Says the Shav Shmaitza, that's not what the pre-chadash meant. The pre-chadash meant when there's not a chazaka gemura, ella when there's a reyusa in the chazaka. And therefore the pre-chadash is not a raya to the Pnei Yehoshua. Says the Shmaitza, v'im kein shaper kasav ha-pre-chadash demishkachas safik mamzer misafik gerishin. There is a case where a person is a safik mamzer as a result of what? His mother was safik migereshes. The kia gavda ba'alba asr. In general, in other isurim, a suffik isur is going to be asur. Why? The Rambam holds suffik isur is mutter, mina Torah. No, but if it's a case of ikva isura, then it's going to be asur by shar isurim. De bichia gavna de alma asur mishum ikva isura. That's by shar isurim. Ikva isura is going to make it asur. But what about a suffik mamzer? Of a suffik mamzer mutter. We have a special leniency by mamzer that a suffik is going to be mutter even when it's ikva isura. Even when it's ikva isura. Aval hecha de ikka chazaka vadais shalonis garsha oruba kegavna lav suffiku. But the Shav Shmaitza maintains there's a world of difference between a case of a mamzer that has a chazaka vadais or a rov that is going to be usur, just like any other isur. Suffik mamzer is also usur if you're fighting against a rov or a chazaka vadais, the isur. Only when there's a reyusa on the chazaka, then we say that shari isurim are usur because ikva isura, and mamzer is mutter even though there's ikva isura. Why is it mutter? Because there was a reyusa on the chazaka, and mamzer is more makel than all other isurim. Now, Rav Moshe Sternbach Shlita, he asks a couple of questions over here. Number one, he says, Dvar of Tzarechi and Tuva. I don't understand what the Shav Shmaitz is talking about. Shibarov Shapir Muchach, the two Eino Suffik. There's a difference between a rov, which actually proves to you that this Suffik Mamzer is really a Mamzer. V'lechen gam b'Suffik Mamzer Asrinan. Why should it be Usr when there's a rov? Because the rov is proving to you that he is a Mamzer. Aval b'chazaka Eino Ella Hisnagus b'Suffik. But a chazaka is not like a rov. A rov proves to you what he is. He is a Suffik, but the rov tells you he's a Mamzer. Mashayin ken, chazaka doesn't tell you what he is. Chazaka is not telling you what he is. Chazaka is just telling you what he was, and you're misnaheg based upon the past. How should you treat him in the future? Sha'afilu batarti desasri azlina batarvayu basar chazaka. I'm not sure what Rav Moshe Sternbuch means when he says, even when there's a tarti to sasri, you go basar chazaka. I think what he means is that a rove is telling you what something actually is, so there's no room for being inconsistent. But a chazaka is just your misnaheg like this or like that, so it's not inherently problematic or invalid to be tarti to sasri when it's just hisnahagus. That's by chazaka. Unlike a rove. The kevan shenishar suffik mistaber shegam b'makom chazaka b'suffik mamzer shari shenishar suffik v'lo dami l'rove. So if there's a suffik mamzer and there's just a chazaka telling you that it will be aser, so then it will be reasonable to say it's mutter. Masha'en ken a rove, it will be aser because the rove is telling you what he is. If I would put the Rav Moshe Sternbuch's question in different words, I think it's this: is that it would be all well and fine and legitimate for, let's say, the Pricharash to come and say that a Safik Mamzer, even working against the Chazaka, even if it's a Chazaka Gemura, could be Mutter. The Sheriff's Meister said that's not true, that it's only true when there was a Reus on the Chazaka. But Rav Moshe Sternbuch saying, even if that would be true, there's nothing illegitimate about that, yet it's not fair to extend that, like the Panei Yoshua wanted to a case of Rove, and say that the Safik Mamzer is going to be Mutter, even B'makom Rove. Because a rove is telling you to be machria the suffix, you know what he is. He's a mamzer. The rove is telling you that. It's proving that. Ashenkein, a chazaka, is just he's nagus. It's not really proving anything. And therefore, there would really be no problem to say a suffix mamzer is mutter, even against the chazaka vadais, without a reyusa, not like the Shev Shmaitza wanted to claim. And there's no comparison to a rove, which is actually mochiach to you what he is. And he asks another question based on what the Shmaitza says later, that appears to be Shmaitza Soser himself, but we'll go on for now in the rest of this paragraph in the Shav Shmaitza. Va'af agav de ha-prichadash nakat b'lishono sufik mamzer, haba me'eshas ish, shenizkar sur sufik kirishin, de'isla cheskas iser. What did the prichadash say? He seems to be saying that there's a chazaka, and, you know, why? If I just read that there's a chazaka, why should I say it's anything other than a chazaka gemura? The Shav Shmaitza insists upon it being a chazaka with a reyusa, but do I really see that from the language of the Prichadash? So we seem to be talking about a regular chazaka that makes things aser, so why should it not be a chazaka vadais? Lav dafka, says the Shav Shmaitza, don't read too much into that. Don't tell me that when Pri Chadash says a chazaka, which is normally aser, that is referring to a chazaka vadais, and therefore the Pri Chadash would have a raya, or rather the Pri Chadash would serve as a raya to the Panei Yeshua, who wants to prove that even b'makom rov, a suffik mamzer is going to be mutter. Says the Shav Shmaitza, that's not true, because logically, we prove that it's more reasonable to permit only when there's a reyus on the chazaka. And the fact that the Pri Chadash says that it's the type of chazaka which normally makes things usher is not a proof whatsoever that the chazaka is talking about without a reyusa. That's what you might want to claim in order to revive the raya of the Panei Yoshua. But the Shev Shmaitza says, no, that's not correct, because if the Pri Chadash is telling us that it's the type of chazaka which is normally usher, so that's true about a chazaka even when there is a reyusa. So don't tell me that just because the Pri Chadash talks about a chazaka as though it's usher in general, and by suffik mamzer it's going to be mutter, that therefore it must be a chazaka vadois without a reyusa. No. A chazaka with a reyusa is also usher in shari surim, and dafka by mamzer, suffik mamzer, it's going to be mutter. Ukmoshe kasavti de ikva isura umavien ala asham tali. Remember, we're talking about a case where there's ikva isura, like we saw clearly from the Rambam, who compares it to a case of shtei chatichos. And if there's a ikva isura, then even when there is a chazaka sheyesh bo reyusa, it is going to be aser by shari surim. Again, that's very important. A chazaka vadayis is aser. If there's a reyusa, then it could be mutter. But if it was ikva isura, then it's going to be aser by shari surim. And that is what the Rambam is talking about, because he referred to a case of shtei chatichos in the din of maybe Ashim Talu. The Ken Kosvo Atosvot in Perik Beis Dixuvos, Dafkov Beis, Divramaska Haba'alab, Ashim Talu, Ayin Sham, the Safi Gerishin, Ikva Isura. Again, that the juxtaposition of the two cases in the Rambam, where the Safik Nisgarsha is back to back with the case of Shtei Chatichos, not Chaticha Achas, Shtei Chatichos. So it sounds like it's Ikva Isura, a case of Nisgarsha. And Tosvot also apparently says in Ksuvos that Safik Nisgarsha is also Ikva Isura. And with this, we conclude our session, and next time, Bezrat Hashem, begin with a paragraph beginning, Ubatosvot Perek Lo Yachbo.